Somebody who owns a well that is situated inside his friend's house, and he also owns the right to a path that leads through his friend's house to the well. He only has the right to enter and exit through his friend's house at a time when it's normal for people to come in and out, meaning during the day. But at night, he has no right to go through his friend's house to get to the well. He does not have the right to come through his friend's house with his behemoth in order to give his behemoth to drink from the well itself. Instead, he would have to fill up the water and take it outside his friend's house, and his behemoth would drink there. Each one of them would make a lock to the boar, and each one of them would have the key to his own lock. That way, neither one of them could get into the well without the other. As we do not want the Baal Bayis, the owner of the house, to get into the well without the owner of the boar, since the well does not belong to the Baal Bayis, we also do not want the Baal Boar, the owner of the boar, to get into the well when the Baal Bayis is not home to open up his own lock. As we are afraid he would come in when only the wife is home, and this would lead to suspicion. So this way, that each one of them has the key to his own lock, neither one of them gets into the boar without the other. Somebody who owns a vegetable garden that is situated inside his friend's vegetable garden. His friend's garden totally surrounds his own garden. And his friend gave him the right to a path that leads through the outside garden to get to the inside garden. The owner of the inside garden only has the right to use the path to enter and exit his garden at a time when people are normally in the garden. At other times, he has no right to use the path to get to his garden. He also does not have the right to use the path to bring in merchants to his vegetable garden to sell them produce, as he only gave him the right to the path to use it for himself, not to bring in outside people. He also has no right to use the path as a shortcut to get to neighboring fields, as he did not give him the right to the garden for this purpose, only for the purpose to get to his own garden. The owner of the outside garden has the right to plant on the path, as the owner of the outside garden retained ownership of the path. He just gave the owner of the inside garden rights to use the path to get to his garden. But if the path was given to the owner of the inside garden by Bez Din, with the knowledge of both of them, as when the owner of the inside garden bought the garden, the sale was done in front of Bez Din, and Bez Din gave him the rights to a path that ran down the side of the outside garden. In this case, Nifmas B'Shashu Rotze, V'Yotze B'Shashu Rotze, he would be able to enter and exit through his friend's field at any time that he chooses, and since the path runs down the side of his friend's garden, this is not very disturbing to his friend, and therefore he can go through at any time. U'machnas L'tocha Tagarim. And for the same reason, he would be able to use a path to bring in merchants to his garden to sell them produce. But he would not be allowed to use a path as a shortcut to get to neighboring fields. After this purpose, the path was not given to him. Neither one of them had the right to plant on the path, and since the path was given to the owner of the inside garden by Bez Din with the knowledge of both of them, therefore, neither one of them has the right to plant on the path.